March 7th, 2017. Welcome to another edition of Barstool Drive Time. Glenny, you need some stilts there, man.
I'm not that tall.
I didn't know Riggs was that taller than you.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
They got hired at Harvard.
Little new setup today, if you don't notice, which you obviously do. Riggs and Trent are out there in Florida playing with themselves on a little foreplay action. Francesca, sick. Tex, concussed. So we got producer Robbie, former intern Robbie, now producer of Drive Time and Foreplay, in on the mic. Got Glenny Balls, star of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. Slippery Pete's on the calls today. Don't give him any shit. He's going through a lot internally, externally. He will hang up on you. But give us a ring, 646-647-8450. Basically, on this show, we talk about whatever you want, bar story related or not, sports, life, the pursuit of happiness. If you want to call in, shoot the shit, by all means, do so. Also, please share this on Facebook. I am going to be the old cranky man here, as both of these sailors are, I'm not even going to say their ages, because it's embarrassing for me to be... to try to have conversations with them and stay relevant.
Old man Smitty.
Yeah, very, very old man today. But first, you get your news from one person only. That man is Riggs. He is not here. Mm. So we got Robbie.
Yep.
With Robbie's News Minute.
Yep. I'm cucking my former boss today.
Love it.
Starting off hot, North Korea fired off four missiles. Three landed in Japanese water, and they're not happy about it. Japan is rattled by North Korea. I used to be rattled by North Korea. Not anymore. They're kind of pussies. The GOP's Obamacare repeal is out. They're very much not happy. We could get into that if you want to get into it. There's a bunch of shit. I was kind of shocked. NASA came out and confirmed that the universe is still operating smoothly with little to no change after Josh Ho-Seng of the Islanders chose to wear Mario Lemieux's number 66 on his jersey. People were worried that it would spark a change in the universe. NASA said nope.
So you said the universe is going to collapse because he wore a Mario Lemieux jersey.
Well, that's what people thought, but NASA says no.
Oh. So this is fake news.
Fake news.
Fake
yes,
news.
Fake news.
Okay.
Ben Carson recently called slaves from Africa immigrants, and Samuel L. Jackson was not happy. He said, okay, Ben Carson, I can't. Immigrants in the bottom of slave ships, motherfucker, please. Dickheaded Tom. He threw in the dickheaded Tom, yep. Bill Goldberg defeated Kevin Owens to win the WWE Universal Championship over the weekend.
See, Robbie, you were doing so well up there besides the news part, but you had to put in your little
this is huge. This is huge. Ravishing Rick Rude joins Kurt Angle in the 2017 Hall of Fame. And I've got some breaking news, breaking for the first time on Drive Time.
Go. You came.
I came.
Robbie's done! Shit. The guy is done.
I came.
How'd you do it?
Big old wet dream last night.
Oof. Oh, so the rumors are true that you just can't hold it in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was very
for sure true. 19 days.
Yeah, very
19 days. Woke
cum.
Up, cum everywhere.
Shit,
cum everywhere. Wow.
So you just woke up, you didn't even get to feel it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You did look like you had a little extra pep in your step today.
Oh yeah, big pep in my step.
Ah, so what happens?
Big
now?
Big release.
What happens now?
Now I say. Snapchat is Robbie Fox 43. Hit it up, ladies.
Shit, I'm fucking pissed. I did it through a wet dream. I wanted you to enjoy it.
Well, thanks. I hoped for the same, but now that's over, I'm just happy for it to be done.
I applaud you as an 18-year-old holding back your hormones for 20 days?
19 and a half, yeah.
I mean, that you want to talk about the universe collapsing on itself.
I think it was 19 days, 20 nights.
Yeah, I'm surprised that ejaculation didn't cause a rip in the space-time continuum.
Well, I'm shocked, too. It was a lot of cum, Smitty.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful in this AM.
How'd you deal with the cum, bro?
Huh?
How'd you deal with the cum? Throw it right in the laundry?
Took my underwear, and I literally put them in a plastic bag, threw them out.
Ooh, you threw them out.
Never again.
You could probably eBay them. Put it on Bumble. Put on Bumble like Glenny Balls putting Andy Cohen on Bumble last night.
That was a good move.
Directly,
that was a good move, Glenny.
Directly after
which I woke up to two matches this morning, which is more than I've gotten in the past year.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Come on.
I think Andy's working. Andy's my wingman via Bumble.
I'm sure he is. Bitches love Andy Cohen.
So for those of you who didn't see last night, which you absolutely should have, our TV star, Glenny Balls, was on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo with Andy Cohen, which is actually a pretty big deal. I am out of been out of relationships for a while, and that is the only time Bravo is purposely put on my TV, even with a good fight. I sometimes accidentally wake up with it on and question basically my existence. But how did this come about?
It came about the lawyer. Like, every TV show has a lawyer on set, like, to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Besides anything Barstool related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the lawyer. The
Rundown did not have a lawyer, though the Rundown should have had a lawyer.
No, it did.
No, on Comedy Central, I'm talking about, like, in general.
I don't know if the lady worked for us, but she was there. That's how I met her. She was in Houston. And she works for Andy Cohen and Michael Davies and our friend Jen. They're all from Embassy Row. So they also work on Andy Cohen. So they got me on that because they worked on the Rundown. So I was with them the whole week in Houston. And I don't know. They asked me to do
and
it,
was
and
it?
I did it. Yeah, that's how I got on it.
Did they ask you in Houston, or did they ask you, like, last week? Was this a last-minute thing?
I think the third night in Houston after the show, they asked me.
So you had some time to prepare.
Yeah, and then I thought we were going to do it, like, the next week, and then we just settled on tonight, I guess, because we had all those Barstool allies last night.
Yeah, they were Barstool allies. You had the Summerhouse guys, and you had Jax Taylor of Vanderpump Rules, who was the biggest Barstool bro possible. And when I say bro, I mean bro with the capital B. The biggest B possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's to the point to where I hate how much I liked hanging out with the guy because he is like he is pretty much his character. He's not even a character on Vanderpump Rules. It's a reality show. He's a certified douchebag, but like he's a great to hang out with for a night. Anything above that, I'd be afraid of becoming his friend, and then all of a sudden he's fucking my girlfriend. But I mean, just going out with them, having a good time. Yeah, I hate how much I liked to hang out with them. But those guys were on Vanderpump Rules, kind of acclimated the situation, because you said you were nervous.
I wasn't nervous all day.
It's big time. It's national TV right there.
Surprises me that Glennie was nervous, though.
No, we went to dinner. I was fine. And then once we finally got there and like everyone left to go to the seats and I was just alone with Ben.
The bright lights are on.
I was like, fuck. And then, no, I didn't even go into the set before. Like, they all saw the set. I didn't. I just stayed back and I was like taking pictures by the like step and repeat thing. So literally the first time I walked out was for the show. They didn't tell me anything. I didn't know what Andy was going to ask me. I didn't know what camera to look at or anything. So I was just walked in.
But they didn't put you on the spot that much. It was pretty much layups, and you did well with it.
Except that Cardinals question. I said 95 and whatever equals 162. The Cardinals were not winning 95 games this year, by the way. I just know Andy's a Cardinal fan. I was trying to please my guy, Andy. But
man of the people. You were a little nervous. Glennie was a little nervous all week of the initial throw to Glennie balls on the TV show. You didn't know what he was going to say. You would come up to me and Rhea like three times a day and be like, what am I going to say when they throw to me? And we were just giving them all. We were like, you could dab on them. You could call them baby.
Well,
like,
I think you handled it well. It was very good posture. You didn't do too much. You might have looked a little bit nervous, but that's fine. I would have put in the Glennie Balls double gun or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
I think that was an option that came up over the week.
Yeah.
I was just afraid you were going to freeze up. I thought he was going to throw to you, and you're just going to be like.
Yeah, because I get so awkward sometimes, and I was like, I don't know if I was going to do like a weird little wave or something. I don't even remember what I did.
It was just very casual. Like just you stood up
you
straight.
Kind of gave him like a sup.
I'm happy to be here,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Andy. Like, this is my show.
Yeah. You let him know who the star was.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it? Anything happen afterwards? Any fallout for the old balls of Glenneth?
No, we did the after show, 15 minutes, then we did pictures. Met Jax again. First time I met Jax, actually, because we didn't talk before the show. Everyone was taking pictures with Asa. It was like,
oh, I forgot
Michael Jordan
Asa
was there.
Asa was in the crowd.
Asa got a shout out during the show by one of the Summerhouse guys. They were hyped.
Oh, as they should have been. We're hyped whenever we see her. What was I going to say? It was actually a relevant question. All right, we'll come back to that. We'll move on now. We got a call. If you want to call in, chime in 646-627-8450. This call's already given Pete on the edge of the seat. Felonus wants to talk about fingering Hillary. Let's see if this is a real call or not.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, so I got a hypothetical for you.
Shoot.
Would you rather finger Hillary Clinton and look into her eyes until she came, or eat a piece of pizza that was rubbed on the ground of a major sports stadium bathroom? Glennie, I know your answer. You'd probably eat the pizza.
You're very, very wrong.
Yeah, that's a pretty no-brainer question there. You gotta go with Hillary because you're not sacrificing anything with yourself looking into those stone-cold eyes.
I mean, a sports stadium bathroom is the low of the low.
Oh, beyond low. I mean, Hillary may indeed be Medusa if you look at her, but I'd still rather turn to stone than The stadium bathrooms now, with the exception, I think they still have the troughs at Wrigley, but I remember growing up at the vet to where it was just a fucking bloodbath in the bathroom of just troughs, and you had kids standing in there. You had dads just starting fights.
Pissing
with
in sinks.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It was a free-for-all.
Like Shea Stadium, you would walk in, it would just be a puddle. It was a puddle of dirt.
Yeah.
A liquid dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robbie, do you care?
I'm going to finger Hillary. Yeah.
She's only 69.
Nice.
I said I'd finger Susan. I said I would fuck Susan Sarandon still. And she's a lot hotter than Hillary, but she's older than Hillary.
Is she really?
Yeah.
How old's Tim Robbins?
Are they together?
Who is his ex-husband, or her ex-husband. Yeah, Shawshank, they met on Bull Durham.
He's only 58.
Bull Durham, one of the more underrated sports movies ever.
I would agree with that. I wouldn't say it's underrated. Maybe to an 18-year-old, it's underrated.
Yeah, to my generation, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Crash Davis, I mean, that guy knew his shit.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. I learned more from Crash Davis in that movie than my father borderline growing up. So he knew what he was talking about there. But on the topic of just being old and irrelevant, like I can't fathom anybody calling Bull Durham overrated because
I would say to like our generation, like Glennie, how often does someone bring up Bull Durham as like a great sports movie?
Not very often. Our generation is all remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, and I've never even seen it. Remember the Titans, it came out when I was in high school.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Remember the Titans?
Nope. You gotta see it.
I think it's overrated for how much people love it, but like you should see it. It's a great flick.
Well, first of all, Remember the Titans, that guy is full of shit in real life. Denzel Washington's character.
He
got basically the best of the best of the two high schools, combined them as one, and just rolled through everyone. He didn't have to deal with any sort of...
It's like Rudy. Like, Rudy's the most bullshit true story of all time.
You take that fucking back.
No, this was a big regret of mine, looking up the true story of Rudy.
What, you don't think Vince Vaughn was in the movie and, like, dominated?
I'm just saying, Rudy was just a dick and nobody liked him. And he was just, like, the biggest asshole of all time.
He wasn't a dick. He was that guy that tried too hard in practice, and everyone's just like, come on, man, relax. You shouldn't
be
here.
Well, when they chanted Rudy, it wasn't like a, oh, he's finally getting a shot. It was like a LOL Rudy, like, making fun of him.
Yeah, well, now he's a Notre Dame legend, for better or worse, and making millions of dollars off royalties. So you just got to grow up a little bit.
I don't know if I would call him a legend.
If you make your living off of your glory days any way possible, you're considered a legend.
I guess so. The movie, his fictional character is a legend. The real person is not a liked person.
See, I don't understand you kids. And that's my issue, is because I'm kind of in a man-child sort of mindset now. I went on a bachelor party last week with a bunch of friends.
You go skiing?
I did not go skiing. I went to the Poconos. I said I was going to go skiing, but we went there, and I got there too late on Friday. No dice. On Saturday, we were planning on going tubing instead of skiing, which I guess is like sort of the same thing. You're on the mountain. You're freezing your nuts off, and we waited about 40 minutes to get tickets, and I said, fuck this. Me and this other guy went back to the bus, got the core, went to the fire pit, and sat there while everyone else went and waited for an hour to get up and on the ski lift to bullshit thing and come down. I enjoyed life just sitting there boozing. That's fine by me. So, no, I did not go skiing, so Riggs can go fuck himself for giving me shit for doing that. But at my age, 32 years old, going on a bachelor party with other 32-year-olds that I grew up with who were absolute savages, and trying to have conversations with them now about real estate and stock options and finances and kids. Do you remember that old Bill Burr bit where he's just like, I don't know what to talk about.
Yep.
These guys are talking about their kids. I'm just saying, hey, you see that old YouTube cat video?
Yeah, you're
week?
Like, I'm playing video games at my job.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting paid to play video games. I have absolutely no relevance here in any sort of conversations. It was tough. It was really tough.
I didn't realize you were 32. You know, you're almost double my age.
Yeah. I can still bundle you up.
Now that's Hardo Smitty coming out.
Yeah, well, I have no other comment there. I mean, you just come at my age. And
shocking that you could bundle me up, Smitty. I'm shocked.
Jake's got a question about Glennie. What do you got, Jake?
Hey, Smitty Go Birds. Robbie, congrats on the coming.
Glennie, how was it having your mom around the Barstool squad last night? Barstool squad.
It was fun. Since I've gotten on Barstool, she's become like a pretty big stoolie. She likes to follow everything. And she liked everybody. She loved Asa. Asa texted me like after the show. She was like, I want to go to dinner with your mom again. Erica was very nice. Connor, very nice. Lewis, she loved. Caleb, she loved. Everybody was very nice. It was very cool.
What would you call her in your sense? Mama Balls? Like to outsiders?
To outsiders?
Yeah.
I guess I could call her Mama Balls. Her name's Claudia. I call her Claude just because I don't know why. I just always call her Claude. But I don't call her Mom. I call her Claude. Like, she's in my phone as Claude.
Yeah.
But to the outsiders, I guess Mama Balls. She likes to throw that Mama Balls around. That's what she told me on the Cohen. She was like, oh, Mama Balls. And I was like, oh my God, let's take a picture.
She threw it to Dave. Dave tried to text you, accidentally texted Glennie's mom. And he's like, hey, is this Glennie? And she hit him with a no, this is Mama Balls.
Mama Balls. Papa Balls was in here like early in your Barstool career. Yeah. And he was loving it.
Yeah, no. My mom. He was out with his friends. My mom picked him up. He was a little drunk too. He was having a good time.
Yeah, it's amazing how parents become infatuated with Barstool and start to like it once your kid actually starts working here and does stuff. My parents hated Barstool Sports until I actually started to make a living off of it. And now my father is like the biggest stoolie ever.
Yeah, same with my mom.
My dad wants to golf with Riggs and Trent more than he wants to talk to me on a regular basis. It's gotten to the point to where, hey, man, like, just fucking text them.
Chill out,
relax,
Dad.
Man. Can you give me a Saturdays for the Boys towel? No, Dad. You know, my father wore a Saturdays for the Boys shirt out like a couple weeks ago, and people were like taking pictures of him because he was like a 60-year-old silver-haired fox wearing a Saturdays for the Boys shirt. And my mom, she was in the office like the first 2 weeks we were here, and there was extra Smoke Show of the Day shirts. So I was just like, hey, here, Mom, take a shirt. Like, not thinking she'd, like, actually wear it out. She wore it to the gym. Like, people are sniping her. Like, come on, toots.
Mama Smitty, Smoke Show of the Day. What are you doing?
Smoke Show of the Day for the mom.
My mom watches a lot of Barstool stuff, which for the past 19 days has been a little awkward.
Well, now it's over.
She originally read, so when I was an intern, Riggs wrote a few blogs about me, being feisty on Twitter, this, that, and he threw in like a few like funny insults, made her hate Riggs. She hated Riggs burning passion.
Love it.
It was unbelievable. It was absolutely wild how much she hated Riggs.
Feeds.
She liked Barstool on Facebook and then like would come to me 10 times a day and be like, this is so mean what they said about so-and-so.
Hey, Mama Fox is just being protective.
I'm like,
She's got the Robbie Feist in her.
She's due to recent events. Totally changed her opinion on Riggs. Loves Riggs. Absolutely loves Riggs now. Likes a lot of the Barstool stuff. She sent me Heaven's Made, like, the gif of me as Kramer coming in, like, one day being like, I'm out. She texted that to me as if I didn't see it and was like, this is so funny. And I was like, don't say that, Mom.
If you get a single impression of basically anybody here, you can have an automatic negative connotation of them without knowing who they are. I think the only positive person would be, like, Trent and Clem. Everyone else just kind of comes off as a dick or useless right away.
Absolutely. My mom came up to me and she was like, listen, I don't want you to be a douchebag.
Too late, Mom.
I was like, yeah, way too late.
Eric, you went to Notre Dame. Nose Rudy. Love it. What do you got?
What's up, Moore? Good morning, boys.
How we doing?
Good morning.
Glennie, congratulations on your, I guess, it wasn't your premiere on TV somehow, but your debut again.
My first talking point.
Robbie.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wet dream.
Yep.
Smitty, good to talk to you. I just wanted to chime in. My parents actually, through a few friends, know Rudy. So when I went there to Notre Dame, I graduated in May. When I went there, I used to meet up with him during like football season. He'd take me around and stuff. Nice guy, but like, I mean, he lives a pretty sad existence.
That's the casualties of war. That's the shrapnel you get from just living in your glory days.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's definitely got a nice little air to him because he's got hundreds of thousands of people who are in a cult coming up to him and, like, sucking his dick. So that's cool, but, like, I mean, is this weird that I'm surprised he's really small?
No.
No, I think that was a point in the movie.
Yeah, he was in the, what, 70s? Late 60s?
Yeah.
Even back then. Yeah, well, even back then, your typical starting, you know, tackle is probably 230, 240 now compared to, like, 310, 320.
Now, when we just mentioned him, I looked it up, he's 5'6".
That was part of the reason he didn't play in the movie, because they were like, you're too tiny to play.
5'6".
Exactly, and not only that.
I think he was a little too old,
The funniest part, you remember the movie, you remember his comedian friend, the tutor, who just played by Jon Favreau?
Yeah. Fat John Favreau.
The guy in real life, Bebop, or whatever his name was.
He's fat.
Maniac in real life. He's the real character in real life.
Really? Yeah, I could kind of see that.
Oh,
just
my God. He's a stand-up comic in real life. Maniac.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
There's your wild card.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the input, Eric. Yeah, John Favreau, I guess that was his breakout role. That was before Swingers.
And Swingers was
97. I'm a huge John Favreau guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a
love John Favreau.
Very
love
good. Him. Very good director, writer. Yep. I hated Chef. Hated
what?
Chef. I couldn't stand the last hour. They were just cooking. I don't want to watch you cook.
Dude, Chef
was fucking
phenomenal.
What are you doing? There's nothing
going
on other than Sophie Vergara's tits. Nothing.
Also hey, great.
Sophie Vergara's tits is a lot going on, bro.
I agree. I agree to a certain point. But the first hour of the movie was like very good, very family. There was a storyline to it. The last 2 hours is just them on a Cuban bus cooking. And it was bullshit.
You're totally wrong. I just watched Chef for the first time a few months ago. Made me cry. The ending made me cry.
Good. So
I cry at a lot of movies, TV shows.
People also forget
you cry,
that John
you cry
Favreau.
More than you come.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
People forget that John Favreau directed Elf.
He directed Elf. He directed Iron Man.
Iron
he directed
Man.
Zathura.
Cowboys and Aliens. Jungle Book.
Cowboys
Jungle Book.
And Aliens.
And he's got
fucking flick.
He's got the live action Lion King coming up.
Right after the live action Jungle Book. That's what gets you.
Good for John Favreau. Hey, check him out. He needs
Gotta
that old drive tie bump. Sean from Australia. How you doing down under?
Good. It's going great. It's 11:52 p.m. here. But I went to Sydney this weekend for the first time. And it was even Mardi Gras was going on. Most overrated city I've ever been to. I was just wondering what you guys thought were some pretty overrated cities.
Really? That's kind of surprising.
I have a friend that instead of going to college, just got a backpack, went to Australia. He's like, I'm going to backpack around. Started in Sydney, had to move immediately. He was like, this city sucks.
Really? But there are only two major cities in Australia. It's Sydney and Melbourne, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is just kind of desert and spiders.
Yeah. Well, I live in Gold Coast, which is like they compare it to Miami, essentially, and it's the fucking best. If you come to Australia, definitely go to Gold Coast.
They love Americans there, don't they?
Yeah, the accent works wonders at the clubs here. It's unreal.
Oh, shit. Great. My scumbag Philadelphia accent can't do dick here. I can't imagine what it does down there. All right.
No, it's funny. The blockhead thing, I think, would play here.
Oh, great. So I should just move to Australia, just walk around, puff out, and just say water all the time.
Smitty does the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Hey, if that wants to be expensed, I will do that in a millisecond.
You could fight a kangaroo?
Yeah. I would love to fight a
kangaroo. I feel like you
fighting
a kangaroo would be a good
idea. Kangaroo is really, really good.
I would love to fight. The only thing I couldn't deal with Australia is the random animals. Like, if I saw a snake just creeping up around, no. No dice.
I can't do spiders, so.
No. Glennie, what's your most overrated city you ever been to in your youth?
My most overrated city, on a shot in the dark, I would say Houston. It was like, the city itself was fucking weird. It was so big.
Yeah.
Like, Chaps was telling us, actually, Jacksonville is the biggest city in the country, mile-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And Houston
true.
Was second, and it was just so big. I didn't like Houston at all. I wasn't a fan of the city.
Hmm.
I think I go San Francisco, honestly. Went there a few years ago, and I thought Santa Clara was, like, way nicer, like, by 1,000 miles.
All right, actually, I'm going to throw in Cincinnati. I forgot I went to Cincinnati once.
But nobody's going to Cincinnati just for the sake of going to Cincinnati.
I went for a Giants-Bengals game, and it was a fucking ghost town.
Like, yeah, that's what it is. It's like Baltimore, other than the aquarium and a couple water
harbor things. Baltimore
kind of
rules, though.
No, it doesn't.
I like Baltimore.
You have the harbor, and that's
really
it.
Nice.
I lost my...
You have the harbor, and you have the wire. That's it.
The harbor rules.
I lost my fake ID at a Baltimore strip club a couple months ago.
That's a Glennie story right there. I'm not sure what my overrated city would be. I've been widespread in my travels throughout the years. I want to say maybe like, this is such like an elitist douchebag thing to say, but like Florence was kind of overrated. Wasn't like all
Florence,
about
Italy. Smitty comes fucking Philly. Smitty comes over the top with like Florence is a shithole.
It wasn't a shithole, but all it was there was a statue of David. It was a couple of nice like wine fields, but that was it. I was expecting a little more out
some
of
wine and Jesus.
Yeah, Venice too. It was nice. Like you got to go there once if you're an Italian pup. But like it's just like okay, it's cool, but it's about it. That's all that's going on. Rome underrated in my opinion. So is Cinque Terre.
How can Rome be underrated?
Rome was fantastic. The only problem with Rome was the smelly Italians. that just cut in line wherever you went. That was the only
problem. Goddamn Italianos.
Yeah. Jason, you got a question for Robbie. What do you got, man?
Yeah, I wanted to see if Robbie had any close calls with the cum competition. And I also want to ask Glennie if he thinks he'll ever get a friendship fuck from Asa or any of Asa's friends.
Mmm, delicious. All right, Robbie, before tonight,
good questions.
Any close calls?
Before tonight, no, not really. No close calls, really.
I mean, it's really a mental block you put up at some point.
Yeah, I felt like, I honestly, you said it on the rundown, I felt like it was a David Blaine, one of those, like, I'm going to put myself in a block of ice for 30 days and my body is going to separate itself from my mind. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, David Blaine, at this point, he doesn't have anything on me.
Solid, solid comparison.
I didn't come for the past 19 days, and I'm 18 years old.
Glennie?
Yeah, I genuinely do think so, at one point. If I go to the AVNs next year, I'm pretty confident that Asa could hook me up.
I think
that
so,
Asa
too.
Asa can hook you up.
And if Asa somehow, if, like, her husband dies or something, like, I think I can get in there.
All right. All right. All right. Jesus Christ.
That's a quote. That's an all-time
but
quote.
But do you realize if you wanted to be in a porn right now, you could be in a porn.
Did he mean in a porn? Or
no, just
what he meant in real life.
I mean real life. I don't want to be in a porn.
But you might have to be at some point.
That was an unbelievable Glenn
moment. If you fall down your luck, if you become the Rudy living on your glory days, the bar stool, you might have to do a pity porn one day.
Yeah, as long as it's with like Rachel Starr, I'll do it.
Yeah. Or just eat those Oreos. We come in, and there's just Oreos chilling here in the podcast room for no reason. And this is Glennie's only time on drive time. I asked what the hell the Oreos are doing here. Glennie's just like, I don't know. It's like,
I didn't put them there. They were there. I haven't eaten one.
You have not eaten one, but there's a reason why the Oreos are here. I have no idea why they're here.
Maybe it was a joke played by All Biz. I didn't put them there.
No.
Yesterday was National Oreo Day.
Ooh. You just got schooled, son. Yeah.
Okay, so what does that have to do with it? Who makes up these fucking National Oreo Day? What, so Nabisco just comes out, says it's National Oreo Day, and all you sheep, like Pete, just follow along and live with the advertisements? That's how Valentine's Day got started. That's why every single fucking guy has to buy a ring for their fucking woman, is because Zales or some bullshit jewelry company in the 20s or 30s made it an advertisement campaign, and now everyone is just fucked in the dick because they have to go out and get engagement rings. So the whole thing is messed up. Pete, you're a sheep. You're a sheep for bringing the Oreos out here.
I'm going to declare today, March 7th, National Robbie Fox Came Day.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, Smitty? Why not?
Why not?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, just everyone just get like milk and fucking just start glazing around the office.
And we should all come tonight in solidarity.
Yeah.
Maybe hold some candles.
I think everyone deserves it.
You know, that's how probably Jesus got started, too. It's just one time he was just like, hey, let's make this a thing, and fucking people start following. So a thousand years.
I thought you meant he went 19 days without coming.
Well, probably at some point.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone's ever gone that long.
Priests claim they do, which is.
I don't think they do.
Well, no, I just proved that. At some point, it just happens.
Yeah, and a thousand years from now, if this is the sole recording we have of this time period before Trump or North Korea all blows us to dicks, it might be National Robbie Come Day. It might become some sort of a religion. Yeah. Robbie Come, you just up on the cross with your dick out, just fucking.
Yeah, they'll be like, that guy that was in there with the two former interns was very angry at everything.
Good. Good. I'll be the fallen angel of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get in some Barstool news and notes, what's going on around town. Podfathers came out with a very delicious episode where they discuss Jessica Rabbit being the hottest cartoon character of all time, and I don't see how you can disagree. See, this is, again, an age issue.
I do kind of think that it's skewed because, like, she was just, like, what I was going to say was dumb, but I noticed the blog that Kevin wrote, and he did say Lola Bunny doesn't count because she's a bunny.
Oh,
and
I think I was just about to bring up Lola Bunny.
No, I agree.
She's my number one.
Just about to bring her up.
But she's not human.
But she's fucking hot.
She's hot
what
as shit.
What do you mean? It's you can't say that this fucking gorilla looks hot. It's not human.
But I don't understand.
Lola Bunny's hot as fuck.
Did he count like Cinderella and Snow White, or they didn't count?
What do you mean they have to count because they're cartoon humans? They're humans. You can't go into bestiality of cartoon characters.
Then you got to do Belle from Beauty and the Beast, right?
That's what I'm saying. What about like
Belle's
Cinderella?
Way hotter than.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit was kind of the first sex pot cartoon character out there.
She was one of the first ones that showed her pussy.
Are you not?
You never saw that?
She showed her pussy?
Yeah, they put it in the movie. Or, yeah.
All right, we're gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, I think Glenn he's rewinding Titanic a little too much.
No, KFC put it in the blog. You could see it. That's like one of those TV conspiracy theories.
It's like one of those Aladdin take off your clothes.
It's like in Lion King when the clouds say sex.
I still think it's a violation for you to claim that any animal, half human, any hybrid of a cartoon character can be.
But she's a female, so maybe I just have like a rabbit fetish.
He's a furry. Yeah, exactly. Great Entourage episode.
All-time Entourage episode.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you that the Zoras in Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda, were kind of sexy, even though they were mutants. Foreplay out with a nice little podcast today with Smiley Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about his spring break adventures.
He did. Riggs and Trent tried to get this year's spring break adventures out of him. He wasn't giving up.
Talked
about the Masters last year. He's in the final group of the Masters. This year hasn't qualified yet. They gave him a little shit for that. Definitely a great guest, though. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's a man of morals right there. PMT out with another episode yesterday. Have a big guest on tomorrow. Make sure you tune into that. And Barstool Game Night also returns tomorrow night, new night, I think 7:30, 8 p.m. with you two might have to duke it out for your lady here. Aaron O'Lash will be back in the building.
I got class. Sad.
Oh, sad.
I'm not challenge is over.
For
happy.
Aaron O'Lash, though. I don't fucking know.
I think she would appreciate it. I have to present something.
Could I bring her to class?
Yeah, present Aaron.
Yeah.
A plus.
Yeah, she won't know where she's at anyway.
Yeah, I don't think she would. Is she coming here today?
That's mean. You guys are really mean.
Probably. Oh, we're really mean. You could say whatever you want to that girl's face, and she'll just like laugh it off because she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. She smiles because she doesn't know what's going on.
That's incredibly mean. I think Aaron's a great girl.
She is a great girl.
She's
very
smart,
too. But
when
you put... Wonderful woman. Okay, now that's just egregious. When you put... When you're asked to put something in Massachusetts on a statewide or a countrywide map of the United States, and you put it in Montana, you don't get the respect of intelligence from anyone.
I think that's on me. I was telling her the states. I forgot to give her the abbreviation. Said the abbreviation on the map. I just told her Massachusetts. Should have told her the abbreviation. That's on me.
I mean, there's no debate.
I think
Aaron's a great girl. She's very smart, very pretty.
Okay, you see, now this is where you're just
trying to kiss ass.
Yeah, you just need to start...
I am
you
on.
You need to get your balls broken a couple of times to realize how real life works here.
I am on record saying though that Erin O'Lash is the hottest girl I've ever seen live in person.
I would agree with that.
She's gorgeous. She's drop dead gorgeous
by far. Yeah, nobody's even close.
Exactly. But the elevator definitely does not go all the way up to the top. Also, Tex was supposed to be in here today. He is not. I don't think he answered any calls.
He retweeted all of our promotional stuff.
Yeah, he did retweet.
He's awake.
He is awake, which is good because I'm pretty sure he should be woken up every half hour during the night to make sure he doesn't fall into a coma because that motherfucker is glazed over. He is a walking piece of CTE right now.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
Yeah, we were having conversations with him. If you go to my Snapchat, Smitty1581, I have a story right now of when Prez and KFC and K Marco are doing the rundown, blatantly just talking about how concussed Tex is. And I scan over to Tex, who's just in the corner, and his face is totally white over, not even paying attention to life.
Non-concussed Tex would have, like, immediately gotten up and been like,
"Yeah,
you pussies need to stop talking about me."
Yeah, it's actually a pretty sad situation right now.
He's fucked up from the rough and rowdy.
He's fucked up from Buffalo Bill. In the past 2 months, Buffalo Bill sent him into the next generation.
Oh my God, obliterated.
Rob, you have a story of Tex getting knocked out cold.
Yep, Tex got knocked out cold, I think at Madison Square Garden. He saw like a scuffle going on. This is classic Tex. He's at a Rutgers basketball game. He saw like a scuffle from the distance, and he was like, maybe there's a chance that one of my friends are in it, ran into the scuffle, and then just woke up.
See,
he just woke up.
That's what happens at Rutgers basketball games.
He was out, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the rough and rowdy where you obviously saw the connection that that really made time stop for Tex. So
we watched the rough and rowdy here, a bunch of us. You were in the Poconos. We were going wild. It was a wild night. After the third knockdown, when Tex gets up, we were, you know, all going crazy the fact that he got up, and then the ref stopped it. We were like, oh, he got robbed, the screw job. He could have kept going.
No, he didn't get robbed.
Upon rewatch, that fight should have been stopped sooner.
he got knocked down, I think, like four times.
Oh, my God. He got the shit beat out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
It was a massacre.
Yeah.
It was an absolute massacre. And yeah. Tex just, that's a classic case of Tex fighting someone who knows how to fight, and Tex does not know how to fight.
Yeah. Hopefully by next year he will. I think we need to do Tex Bennett too.
I think we might need to put Tex down by that point if he's going to continue
on this.
I think
rest him up. Rest him up.
They did retire him on the rundown yesterday.
Yeah, but then he said bullshit, and then really know.
He has a hearing with the state boxing commission of West Virginia, in which I still don't know how those things are legal.
Well, I think the only reason they're legal is because they're wearing headgear. I think if they weren't wearing headgear, it immediately becomes illegal.
There's no law in Welch, West Virginia. Young, free, and buck wild.
There has to be some sort of thing.
My sister reached out to me. She was like, I hope the ring girls didn't see the Barstool show so mean. And I said, I don't think they did. I don't think they have internet. Like, I legitimately don't think most of the people there have internet.
I don't think they have literacy either.
Yeah.
It's not like they would know what Barstool is. If anything, they know what, like, Apple is. They don't know what Barstool is.
Yeah, hilarious tidbit by Dave Portnoy yesterday when they said that, A, just four white guys, Pete, Prez, Tex, and I forget who else is
Frankie
there.
Borelli.
Yeah, Frankie Borelli were discriminated at her West Virginia restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That guy, I don't understand that happened. And another funny tidbit, how they said they had Confederate flags everywhere in West Virginia
and
was a part of the Union.
They did not fight on the right side. Look out for Rough and Rowdy. I think we might be replaying it tonight on Barstool.
They were not on Stonewall's team. I don't know if they like announced it officially.
Just check the site because it's like a, I think it's like a will we, won't we, but if we are and you missed it, it's like,
oh, it's must watch.
That's must watch. Yeah, that's absolute
great
must
night
watch.
Of fights. If you missed it, crack a couple cold ones. You don't know who won any fights.
Yeah. I mean, $5, it was the biggest steal of the century.
Yeah. Let's do a little today in history real quick. I got a couple points, not from Tex, because I guess he just forgot to do the segment, which is fine. 1876, Alexander Graham Bell patents the telephone. Interesting.
Great invention. Nice.
Yes.
Very useful.
It seems like it worked out well. Not a good happening. 1936, Hitler breaks the Treaty of Versailles, sends troops into the Rhineland to go conquer it back.
That douche.
Yeah.
Micro dick.
Something like that. Huge pussy move by England and France there.
Oh, he did have a macro dick, I think.
Yeah.
Ava
micro
Braun,
dick and one ball.
Okay. I'm not going to defend Hitler here, but I think you can pretty much say anything you want about him, and people will believe it. So you just toss out the micro dick, and people are just like, you're not going to defend him and say that he doesn't have a micro dick.
No, yeah, it's like
so you just,
Trump, you can say anything about Trump.
Literally anything you want. Just be like, Hitler, micro dick, one ball.
Exactly.
No butthole.
Yeah, and he has like a drug problem, and like he's gay, and just everything. And so I'll defend Hitler on that point. I don't think he had a micro dick. I'll be the one guy.
You think Hitler had a big dick?
I don't think he had a big dick. But
I think
he
was overcompensating for something with all the Nazis.
You got to be either insane, just absolutely batshit,
which he was.
Yeah, and I won't deny that he. I don't think he was overcompensating for his dick. I think he was overcompensating for being a failed artist. So he's like, fuck the
Hitler,
establishment.
Shitty artist.
Yeah, very shitty artist.
Good
but,
author.
But, fuck his art.
But don't you think in Vienna, like around 1919, if you could travel back in time, just like, maybe somebody should take a close second look at his application there.
Oh, yeah, that's a great move.
Yeah.
If you travel back in time and just work your way up to be the art director of a college.
Yep.
And when Adolf applies, they're like, yep, come
right
in.
Come right in.
Then we're Gucci.
Yeah.
Post all the Jew hate you want here. Just keep it out of society and, you know, who knows where the world would go. Christ, I just defended Hitler. Tanner. A-plus caller from Tanner. What do you got, kid?
Hello.
Hello.
It's Garden. Not the same without Trent Riggs, but I love to have Glenny Ball
off,
and Bobby here. Smitty, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed you didn't go skiing this past weekend. You let us down.
I am a little upset with myself as well, but nobody was going. I got there too late on Friday. Saturday, they said it was a tubing adventure. What am I going to ski by myself?
Yeah, good point.
Can't
good
ski
point.
By yourself.
But
can't be that guy.
So my question is for Robbie and Glenny Balls. You guys have rose through the ranks of Barstool. What has been your favorite moment at Barstool, and Glenny, you can't say be on national television.
All right, I'm not going to. Robbie, you want to take it first?
Favorite moment at Barstool, other than like having a meeting with Erica where she hired me, probably either election
night.
I was
going to say, she made you come.
Oh! Not going to speak that way about the CEO.
Handbook violation. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised how happy you were. That didn't make you come.
Handbook violation. It was either election night, which is just a fun night all around, or it could have been Rough and Rowdy the other night. We had like a wild time at the office. Just
wild time after.
Watching the pay-per-view. That was a really good time. Yeah.
My number one Barstool moment, I guess this is Barstool related, was bar none, 110%, Guy Fieri calling me a pussy. I was on stage and Mike Studd called me on stage to chug with him. And I'll admit, I'm a terrible chugger. I'm only good chugging when it's out of a cup and I'm playing a game because I'm competitive. If not, I'm a shit chugger. So I'm like, fuck, I just chugged in front of all these people and I sucked. So I walk off stage, I'm all sad. And Guy Fieri just walks on stage out of nowhere. And I was like shook because like Guy Fieri was like, him, John Taffer are like two people that I would freak out if I saw in person. Mm-hmm. And I saw him in person. He just comes up to me. I just see the frosted tips. He's like, you chug like a fucking pussy. That's the first thing he's asked me. And I was like, holy shit.
Not gonna lie, I don't see Guy Fieri as a pussy caller.
Oh, he was a pussy
caller.
Yeah,
John Taffer, I can see calling people pussies.
If I walked down and Taffer just screamed at me, I don't know what I would have done. I might have passed out. But Guy Fieri just out of nowhere walked up to you. He's like, you chug like a fucking pussy. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. If he's a pussy thrower with that look, then he's got to be a cunt tosser, yeah, too.
The mayor of Flavortown just called me a pussy.
Exactly. All right, Tanner, thank you very much for your call. All right, we got Sam calling in from...
Hope this is a girl.
Yeah, nah, I'm going to say not. Sam, what do you got, man?
Not a girl.
Damn it, Sam.
What's up, boys? Calling as I just left class in high school.
Yes.
Bathroom to call.
Nice.
It. Love it. Want to know what you guys were like in high school. I'm sure Smitty was a douchebag, but Glenny, Robbie, absolute wild cards. Never know.
Yeah, I was in high school not even a year ago.
Oh, Christ.
So, I don't know. How do I describe myself in high school? Like, middle of the line popularity-wise, kids thought I was funny.
Robbie.
That was pretty much where I stood. Didn't play sports.
I had a great time in high school. I loved high school. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I had a decent time in high school, but I'm so much more different of a person now than I was in high school. I was voted, or I was like in the running for voting for like most friendliest.
Hey.
You were?
No, I my one accolade, 4 years perfect attendance.
Ooh,
that's the nerd award though.
Yeah,
yep, it is the nerd award.
I used all 15 of my absences every single year.
Ooh. They gave you just 15 absences.
Yeah, you get 15 absences.
I know that.
Used them up.
I didn't. I went to private school. They did not do that.
Yeah, I went to a public school, but I was a good little like Christian boy. I went to church every week. I played sports. I did everything by the line.
You were a varsity jacket guy too.
Huge varsity jacket guy. Absolutely. Three sports. I mean, you had to be. Why not? Just because you weren't Robbie. Just because you didn't have the nuts of the guts.
So my junior year, I signed up for football with no intentions of ever playing football. I just worked out the logistics and said it'd be so much cheaper to do the football fundraisers and use their gym than actually get a gym membership. So I signed up for football, used their gym. My junior year, I put on 40 pounds of muscle because that summer I was going to train to be a pro wrestler.
What?
I went from 120 to 160.
What are you now?
I'm 147-ish.
Wait.
Lost the weight. Couldn't keep on the weight.
No, I don't even know how to. I think that's fake news.
That's 100%.
I don't know anything about working out, anything on that works, but 40 pounds of muscle.
On that 13-year-old girl frame, like.
All right.
It just doesn't work.
All right, Hardo Smitty, lashing out. Put on 40 pounds. I don't know if it was all muscle. I was going to the gym 5 times a week. I was drinking a gallon of milk a day. I was on the GoMad, gallon of milk a day. Mm. Little trick for the skinny kids in high school. Put on the weight and trained to be a pro wrestler for the whole summer. Didn't like it.
That was your dream? That.
Oh, yeah.
That and right in the Barstool every day.
Yes.
That's what you were doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was writing into Barstool every day.
Okay, here's a true story about Robbie Fox. He's 18 right now. We were receiving emails from him 4 years ago.
Yes.
4 years ago.
I think a little before that. It was before I was a freshman in high school.
When was your first email that you sent?
I think I was 13.
To Dave? It had to have been.
No. I think the first one was to Big Cat because Dave's email wasn't public. But the Chicago Tips one was. So I was sending them to Big Cat. Eventually got a response when I was 14. And I think the whole response was like, dude, we can't hire you. You're 14. And the other night when I became full-time, Dan, like, pulled me aside. He's like, hey, check out these emails. And they were emails from, like, 14-year-old Rob just being like, here's today's writing samples. Because
oh, wow.
It was, like, every day. I started my own MMA and wrestling blog, and every day I would send a mass email to Big Cat, K. Marco, Dave, and then, like, I would throw in a random, like, you, Nate, Spags. Like, I would just throw in random bloggers to every other one.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that, all you 13-year-olds who went to work at Barstool. Tenacity pays off.
Oh, yeah.
But that is actually a point, fact of the matter, of working here. If you want to go the writing route or just the content side, I mean, there's anomalies like Gleneth here who come in, run a 40, and then all of a sudden you're on TV. But that is an absolute anomaly. How most of us got jobs was just through basically like persistence.
Yes.
And like writing something every day, whether people are going to read it or not, or doing something every day, not knowing whether it's going to be seen. That's how you fucking put the balls to the wall and like try to get attention there. Because in the end, it only helps out yourself because you're going to be doing it every day anyway. You might as well try it out and get it going.
I would send in a bunch of stuff too, not just writing. I would try to send Dave one new shirt design every single day. Most of them were horrible because I was cranking them out one a day. They were just really quick. And it got to the point where it was like, I don't know if he's going to view this as persistence or annoyance, but I mean, I'm here. So
yeah,
Riggs had to send like 110 emails until he got a response email.
And Riggs had a pretty legit website too. He showed me it one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Riggs was the definition of mid to late 20s. I hate my life. Let me just fucking, I got nothing to lose here. Nothing to lose. I'm making cold calls during the day. At night, I'm going to write a blog and send it into these losers. Yeah. Hopefully, you get hired. So good on Riggs. Good on everyone who had the persistence enough to make it at this level. I'm still kind of rattled. That guy called me a douchebag in high school. I was like,
I believe it.
I was the exact opposite. I was Mr. Friendly. I was loved. I wasn't liked by the ladies, but by, like, everyone's mother, I was loved. Absolutely loved.
That's actually
adored.
Pretty good, because after high school, that could turn around and the moms start going, what about Adam from high school?
Oh, I've had a couple double dippers
there
come along. But, yeah, that should wrap up Stool Drive Time for today. Thank you very much. At Glennie _ balls.
Underscore.
That's your Snapchat.
Let's see if you get this
well.
Today.
No. I'm only underscore on Twitter. Everything else is
okay,
straight.
Okay, because this kid needs Andy Cohen nudes.
I do. I got two, but I haven't gotten any other side from that. I need some Andy Cohen nudes. I want some new. Yeah, I could use some nudes.
And real as long nudes. As they weren't Alyssa or Asa, then
yeah,
you're fine.
I already passed those.
Yeah, exactly. Too much.
Do you know what my Twitter is?
At Robbie Fox.
No.
Robbie Barstool.
At intern there Robbie. Robbie Barstool?
Robbie Barstool.
Who has Robbie Fox? Is that another guy you have to shut down?
No, I don't want Robbie Fox. I think I get more followers if I have Barstool in it, right?
I don't know how it works. Hence why we need like 20 social media people running this fucking show, because I just don't know how to do it.
No clue.
Thank you, Pete, in the booth. We will see you Thursday. Same crew. Normal crew.
Normal crew.
Riggs and Trent will be back from playing with themselves down in Florida. See you then.
Deuces.